no Chanukah, and the Hadlakas Neros will not have it for another year. But so, now we're going to learn Torah Lishma. Okay, everyone say Torah Lishma. The Gemara tells us in Masech to Shabbos, and Afchav Gimel Amaral, and I quote, Hidlika Cheresh Ata Vekotin Lo Asa Velo Klum. Isha Vare Madlika, Amar Bishu Ben Levi, Noshim Chayavas Pener Chanukah Sh'afein Hoya Bo'oso Hanes. Okay? Again, I repeat, everyone has to have a Mishnah Berurah, otherwise it's not going to work. I see some. Does everybody, every single person has one? Yes? Okay, otherwise it's not going to work. Open the Shulchan Aruch and see where this is quoted, the Halacha L'Maisa. It says on the side, Dalit, it says, Siman Tov Resh Ayin Hey, Siv Gimel. Please turn, Tov Resh Ayin Hey, Siv Gimel. Isha, you with me? Isha Madlekes Ner Chanukah. Why? She'afhi Chayeves Bo. What do you mean, Afi Chayeves Bo? So Rashi says, incidentally, not a topic of today's shir, Rashi says over here, Afi Hayuboso Anes, She'gozu Yevonim Al Kol Psulos Anasuos Libor L'Tafsa Tchila Vayedei Isha Nasa Hanes. Pshish. Ran quotes the famous story of Yehudis, the daughter of the Kohen Gadol. She chopped off his head. That's what he achieves. That's also quoted. That's also, by the way, it's also not our topic for today, but it was quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Tav Resh Ayin. Please look, since we're being a little thorough over here. Tav Resh Ayin Siv Beis, end of the Ramah. Yesh Omrim Sheyesh Lechol Gvina B'Chanukah. Fishanes Nasa B'Cholav Sheyachila Yehudis Esa Oyev. That's the Ran here in Masech to Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah Yud. Ha'isa Bita Shal Yochel and Kohen Gadol. Ha'isa Gzeira Shal Kol Arusa Tibol L'Tafsa Tchila. Ve'chila L'Rosh Hatzorim Yuvina L'Shachroso. Ve'chotcha Esrosho Baruch Hukulam. Ah, Meridik. Like Yael, Eish Eschever Akeni, right, with Sistra. Sandy repeated. Yeah. For those who wish, I spoke last Sunday, and what they called Kol Medreshet Yom Rishon about these inyanim, and I printed it just now, something called Torah Web. The same title, it's called Chanukah, Conflict of Cultures, Then and Now. The first part is based primarily on the Maharal Prague, and it's their mitzvah, so those who want to see it, before the sun sets today, you can still see a Minyan de Yoma about Chanukah. It's very relevant, maybe at the end of the Shia, if we have time, which I doubt we will, we can go back to some of those inyanim. But today is more of a Halacha Shia. So here back in Tav Resh Ayin Hey Sif Gimel Isha Madlekes Mishnah Berurah Tes Pirish Biad Kol B'nei Beisa. She can be the one to light the menorah for everybody. Shara Tzion Yud Magan Avraham Vratz Olama the Kamol in a Cheresh Ad Vekotin Lo Asa Klum Hainu Lohotzi Acherim as the Taz said Kein Hu Adin Bozeh. Okay, fine. Oh, Yesh Loma the Kavanah Asla Fuke. The loner farish that feel the makom shabal madlik isha nami mitzricha lahadlik kamash when the lo tzricha kamoshka sabnu leel the kamei b'shem olas shmuel pekostu rashal el yiraba ishto kegufo dami v'ena tzricha el yicholu lahadlik bat kol b'nei beisa. Interesting. So back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is over here. Let's be together. The woman can light for the man. Fine. No problem. I am a tshuvas ola shmuel simon kufei. Skipping three lines. Till the dan shemadlikin kol echad b'fnei atzmo minigar amo. Everybody lights himself. Mikomagom isha en atzricha lahadlik. So in other words, when a man has sons and daughters, the sons light, the daughters need not. Why? This is not politically correct. The havyon rak tfelos la'anoshim. This is really politically incorrect. Some of the secondary to men. Oy vey. Vimrotos lahadlik. They want to light the daughters. Mevorchos. Why not? Davi kasham mitzvah sasei. Shazman geramah diacholos levorech. Where are all Sfardim? Are there any Sfardim here today? What do they think? It's a big holiday? Where are they? Sfarim deny this then, as you well know. The Mechaba Paskins, a woman is not allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah sasei shezman geram. You mean to tell me, quote, that a Sfarim, a woman cannot make a bracha on their Chanukah? Because they're comparing it to mitzvah sasei shezman geram? It's pilei ploim. Our Gemara says there's an exception to the rule of zman grama. Our Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos Chav Gimel and Aleph that the afin hoyb also an ace. The women are presumably chayim in their Chanukah. So what's this Mishnah Berurah and Sheol HaShmuel talking about? It's pilei ploim mamish. Pilei ploim mamish. A pillar. Okay, that's my opening question for today. Everyone understand the question? This Mishnah Berurah of Ola Shmuel is Tamua Ma'od Ma'od Ma'od. How can he say, compare it to Zman Grama when the Gemara says to the contrary? It's an exception to that rule. A pellet. So this requires a somewhat of analysis of the general principle of Mitzvah Sasesha Zman Grama. Please, please. Afen Hoyav Oso Hanes. And let us begin at the beginning. You all have in front of you a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav. Please turn from Tuf Resh Ayin Hey to Tuf Resh Pei Tes. Turning a few pages. Siv Beis, Siv Aleph, Hakol Chayavim Bekriyaso, the Megillah. Anoshim, Venoshim, etc. Beis. Echadakore, Echadashomea, Venakore, Yotzei Chavaso. Whether you read it yourself, or you hear it, Yote, your obligation. Fine. The Fichach, Imayakore, Cheresh, Okotno, Shote, was not Chayav. Hashomea, Venu, Lo Yotze. Fine. V'yesh Omrim, Shanoshim, Eina, Motzios, Es Ho Anoshim. V'yesh Omrim. Rather only in Shmia. Mordechai Megillah. Rabosa, what does this mean? I know, well, since Chanukah is just about over, the next Shabbat is Purim. So we're not behind, we're ahead. The question is, why is it that a woman's chayv only in Shmia and not in Kriya? So if you look in the Achronish and Svarim, they have beautiful, brilliant answers, which are very creative. But as we shall see, I don't think they're really 100%. One says, for example, that a woman is chayav only midirabbanan, or Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and a man is chayav midirei kabbalah. It's a higher level. It comes from Tanakh. Some say that women are chayav in Megillah, men have additional obligations. Call it halel, call it zechiras mechias amalek, for which women are potter, so they can't discharge that second dimension. All this is very, very shver. It's not how to fit into the words of Shmi and Kriya. Moreover, let me give away my best shot at the beginning of the shiur. Always put your best foot forward. The Rav Yoh says that he saw what the Baal. This comes from the Baal Halachos Gedolos. You see the Yeshua on the side. Shom b'shem Bahag. Okay. He wonders whether the Bahag's chiddush that women cannot read the Megillah for men has any application when it comes to the two other instances of Afin Hoyaboso and Ace, namely Ner Chanukah and Arba Kursus. So, if these pshatim are correct, that I just gave you from the Achronim, has absolutely zero to do with either Ner Chanukah or Arba Kursus. So, something is amiss that can't be the pasuk pshat. So, let me suggest a pshat, which is based on Shuvas Avnei Nezer. Shuvas Avnei Nezer has the following chiddush. He's trying to explain this din of the Bahag. He says that there's a concept called Pirsume Nisa, based on the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Shavuos, that Pirsume Nisa has to be, as the word Pirsume implies, famous, Mefursam. And Mefursam means it's public and obvious to the masses. It's not limited to the intellectual elite. All right? I have, thank God, every person in this room now is part of that elite, but I'll ask you anyway. See how elite you really are. Rabbi Sai, did you fulfill the mitzvah of Megillas Esther last year on Purim? Yes or no? Yeah? Hashem, happy to hear that. How many people here served as a Balkari last year on Purim? Nobody in the room. So let me ask you a question. So how did you fulfill the mitzvah? Did you read the Megillah or did you hear the Megillah? I'm asking you a question. Did you read the Megillah? Take a vote. Did you read the Megillah or did you hear the Megillah?
Read it all.
You ruined learned this from me. He's part of the elite. So he says, correct answer. We read the Megillah. Two word principle. Two words. What are the two words? Shomea Ka'onem. That's because we have elitists here. The intellectual elitists. Tamina Chachama Baruch Hashem in this room. I'll give you an experiment now. Come next Purim. Coming up in a few months. You stand. We're holding the Teves now. So just Shvat Adar. Right? So it's two and a half months. Right? I think Purim is even on a Sunday this year, if I'm not mistaken. So it's that many weeks from today. And after Shul, stop, stand behind men, women, ask. Did you read the Megillah? Did you read the Megillah? And the people are going to say, no. 90% are going to say no. But they really did. But they didn't realize it. They don't know Shemekon. They're not Mokhiv to know Shemekon to be Yotzim. But it's not Mefursim that every member in the community read the Megillah. That's only for the Lam Donin. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, the Pesume Nisa aspect of Megillah cannot possibly be Kriya. It's not Mefursim enough. It's not famous enough. So the Pesume Nisa aspect of Megillah is, by definition, Shmiya. Because it's obvious to everybody that whoever's in the shul heard the Megillah. Rabbi Osai, everything that clear? Ad Kan the Yisod of the Avnei Nezi. He goes in a different way. And let me tell you why I'm going to branch off from him. Fiani is 90. When the Gemara says that women are chayav because afen hoya b'osu aneis, it does not mean the women are obligated in the midst of kriyas haMegillah. No, mitzvah chayav in the midst of pesum anisa, and pesum anisa hoya afen hoya b'osu aneis. In the case of Megillah, is shmiyas haMegillah. That's pshat. Women are only chayav in shmiyah, and men are chayav in kriya. Why? Because men are chayav in the core mitzvah of Megillah for sure. Pesukim in Megillah Esther. Women are chayav in the pesum anisa aspect, which we just demonstrated, is only shmiyah and not kriya. Hence, a woman cannot read for a man, and if she reads for herself, she makes a bracha l'shma Megillah. Yes.
Pesumei nisa means you're being farsi the next. What does it matter that people don't realize that they're actually Kori the Megillah or not? What does that have to do with pesumei nisa?
Because the nature of the mitzvah, it has to be famous. It has to be famous that you fulfill the mitzvah. That's what pesumei nisa means. It's clear that you fulfill this mitzvah. And by fulfilling the mitzvah, you are publicizing it. Every person who walks into shul, in a certain sense, from a halachic standpoint, publicized the miracle by reading. They didn't read along, they listened. They're listening like reading. So as if, even though you'll say no one heard them, it's inaudible. But from conceptually, they read, and they was considered fulfillment of presumenism. That's the answer to your question. Now, having said this, Rabbi Osai, we understand very well the Bahag, that a woman can't read for a man. She's only chayav in the presumenism aspect, not chayav in the core mitzvah. Let us turn our attention now to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Rabbi Osai, who can think of something which is a parallel to Kriyas HaMegillah and a parallel to Shmiyas HaMegillah in Ner Chanukah? You want to suggest something? Maybe you have an idea. What's parallel to these two dimensions? The core mitzvah, which is Kriyas HaMegillah, and the additional level, which is Shmiyas HaMegillah, Pesuminis. What do you think?
Per
bias versus per person. That's good. Okay, we'll come to that a little bit later. Yes?
Hadlaka versus seeing it?
Correct. I think that's the more correct answer. Hadlaka saneris, that's the core mitzvah. The Hadlik Ner Shulchanukah. Re'iya saneris is the presumenis aspect. I'll prove it to you. It's a Gemara Mufareshis over here in the same daf, Chav Gimel Amin Aleph. A person lights the menorah, he takes the Hadlik Ner Shulchanukah. A person sees the menorah, Haroe, what bracha do you make? Nu, everyone knows. She'osa nisim, lavo sein. It was called in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav. Take a look. Tov Reish Ayin Vav. You'll find it right in front of you. Tov Reish Ayin Vav. You make three brachas. Right? Afterwards, two brachas. Siv Gimel. If no one's lighting for you, Roe Nechano, she'osa nisim. Rabbo says, she'osa nisim, that is the marker, if you will, for the fact that it's a mitzvah pesuminisa. It's a marker. We say shasanisa both by Kriyas HaMegillah and by Adlakas Ner Chanukah. But he said on the Re'iyah. The Re'iyah is like the Shmiyah. It's mefursim that everybody sees the Neiris. Go back to your point. Mikra Din, the Gemara has a Masechta Shabbos, Chof Aleph and Beis, Tana Rabbanon, Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Ish Ubeisa. One per house. That's it. One. So therefore, if one person lights in the entire household, so how is everybody else yotze? So the lamdan will say, as you said, you're a lamdan, nerish abeso, one is enough. All the amorim say, they'll stop five. There's a big ceremony of adlakas neris, and the father lights, and everyone's around the table, and they're singing, and they're dancing, and they're getting latkes, and playing dreidels, whatever it is, right? Chanukah gelt. How are you yotze the mitzvah? They ask amorim. What will they say? The same way as the person will say when he walked out of Shul Purim, I heard the Megillah. So what will he say typically? I
heard the bracha.
I heard the bracha. I saw the neiris. Right? That's it. That's what he'll say. That's what's mefursim, and that's what women are chayim in. Women are chayim in my view, in re'iyas neiris. Maybe the bracha as well to hear it. It's a hal of a hoda, but to actually light their potter. That's what the Olah Shmuel means. Women are tfeilas anashim. Zman Garama. We asked a tremendous kasha. What do you mean? Women are chayim in their chanukah before shigemar chav gimel and aleph. Ishavari madlika, which we explained before, she can light for the man. The answer is no. She is only chayiv in the re'iyah / bracha, but not chayiv in the adlocha. Now he asks me a question. There's an obvious question, but there's a flaw in the logic here. Come on, Rabbi Isai, you're awake? No, Kama, what's the kasha? Half asleep. The kasha is obvious. We said before, the whole proof of this yisod was from the Bahag Shita by the Megillah, that a woman may not read for a man. And now here we're saying that a woman may light for the man. By being inconsistent. If we say the woman's on a different level, she's only having the Pesuma Nisa aspect, and therefore she can't read the Megillah for a man, then why can't she light the menorah for a man? I mean, they obey. Tata disasre. Your intellectual elitism is failing, Rabbi Osai. Should have thought of that kasha by yourselves. The answer is found, based on what my Rebbe says, Zichron Levracha, to explain the Shulchan Aruch. Back here in Tuf Resh Ayin Hey Siv Gimel, V'yesh Misha Omer Bekotlan Shegiya Lechinuch Mutter. So I'm saying that the Kotlan Shegiya Lechinuch, he's allowed to light the menorah for other people in the household. Yud Gimel Mishnah Berura. You know, if you Masha Sosim HaMechaber V'simen Tuf Resh Pei Tes Siv Beit, it just came from there. Mashma the lemaisa ain't lismoch sheakot niyochol lahotzi b'adlakos olugdol. Because when it came to the Megillah, the Mechaber never mentioned this possibility. But this raises an obvious question: a seer in the Mechaber. Why in the Cheskana did he quote an opinion which said that a cotton can light if it's a gil lechinuch, and in the Ches Megillah he never mentioned it? The great kasha. So my Rebbe Zichron and the Rocha gave the following answer: Purim is a chovas gavra. The chovas gavra, Rabbi Osai, you need the person who does it to discharge my obligation to be exactly on my level. Not one whit less. Not one iota lower. Can't. So therefore, Kotchigil Lechinuch can't work. He left it out in Tuf Resh Pei Tes. But in Tuf Resh Ayin Hey, it's a Chiyav Abayis. My Rebbe's lashon was, all you need is that the Ner should have a Chalos Shem Ner Chanukah. A brisker term. So if a Cheresh Shoto, a little kid, did it, not called a Ner Chanukah. It's a fire. It's a flame. It's a fire. It doesn't have a Shem Ner Chanukah, so it's no good for any of the members of the household to be yotze the mitzvah. But once the Kohen Shegiya Lechinuch, according to one opinion, has a Shem Ner Chanukah, and that's the pshat. Okay, Rabbi Osai? So far, so good. Any questions? Rabbi Osai, I don't like silence over here. Should ask me. No questions? Yes.
What does one do for Megillah with the Gemara? That the reason it says that women can't read for others just because they'll be embarrassed.
There's no such Gemara. The Gemara never said women can't read for men. On the contrary, the one day at Shulchan Aruch and Tuf Resh Pei Tes, the women can read for men, may read for men. It's a Bahag said it. And the Bahag said it presumably because she's Chayiv in Shmiya and he's Chayiv in Kriya, which is an enigma. What do the words mean? The Achron Yibuk has a fancy Terutzin. My Terutzin is much more straightforward, I believe. Kain Nirali? Oh. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, if you look on the Shulchan Aruch, you get a simple impression that a woman makes a bracha of lahadik ner shel Chanukah. We never heard that she make only Sha'asa Nisan. When it came to Kriyas HaMegillah, we saw in the Ramah, what do we see in the Ramah? Some say the woman makes what bracha? No, help me out. Lishmoa Megillah. So if you're going to be consistent, she should make a bracha of Sha'asa Nisan. which is the Bruchas Harawa. Cain, Nira, to answer this question. Listen carefully. Look. You have to light in order to be able to see. And you have to read in order to be able to hear. So on a simple level, you make a brach on the Maisa Mitzvah, you make it on the Hadlaka, you make it on the Kriya, the Mechaber never said a word that you make a brach on the Shema Megillah, even though the Mechaber said Yesh Omrim, that a woman cannot read for a man. It's the Bahag Shita. What's Pshat in the Ramah? Fakir, Drabosai. The Ramah is the one who says, listen to this. Ramah says a woman can make a brach on Lulav and Shofar, right? And Sukkah. You know, she's Potter. So why did the Ramah say she should make a brach on the Shema Megillah? Let her make a brach on Mikra Megillah no worse than Lulav, Sukkah, and Shofar. She's Potter from completely. The answer is it's a hecker. Ramah says make a Shema Megillah, so we shouldn't make a mistake. Think that a woman's chayav the same as a man and have a read for him. But Dafka, we pick the Shema Megillah. That's a unique case. But when it comes to other areas of halacha, she would think the regular bracha would be made. Ad kan, Rabosa. Ad kan. Fine. Yeah.
The answer
is she can make a bracha. Again.
So you should also have a hecker here.
No. Because here there's no need for a hecker. Because here she can light the menorah for her husband or for man. Because we said before.
Oh,
okay. Now, I don't have the time, even though we still have another hour plus to go, I still do not have the time to go into every detail to demonstrate for you that there is existing a chiyuv called Re'ias HaNeiros. There is a Mordechai in Shabbos. Seems to say that there's some kind of a chiyuv of Re'ias HaNeiros. Re'ias HaNeiros. Okay? I'm not going into the details. But such an obligation may, in fact, exist. Perhaps. I'm going to demonstrate this to you in a sort of a different way. A different way. Take a look over here, Rabosai, in Tov Reish Ayin Zion. Take a look. Tov Reish Ayin Zion. Take a look, if you will, over here. Siv Gimel. Yesh Omrim, Shafar Pishim Adlikin Olav Pesor Beso, Imu B'mokom Shem Bo Yisro, Madlik B'brochas. Ramah, Ki Chayev Liris Haneris. He quotes the Mordechai. Here it is, black and white. Some kind of a Chiyev exists. Liris Haneris. V'chenog, V'afilu Mu Eitel Yehudim, V'roa Haneris. He sees other people's Neris. Him wrote, Olahach Meral Atzmo, Olahach Lubifnei Atzmo, Madlik umavarech aleihem v'chein noagin. Who says so? Chubasatesh and Maril and a Maral, a whole series of different individuals who say this pshak. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Tesvav. Look inside. He wrote to the Hachmer, wrote to Loma after Medina put the Blahadik in Madlik and Lavavesa. Bekomako. He wrote to the Hachmer, Alatz or the Hadik beatzer Rashoy. Watch this now. Watch this. Uvulvad sheyechavein b'machshavto kodem shasad loka she'eino rotze lotes bishal ishta. He has in mind not to fulfill with his wife. Who said so? Chav Gimel. Magen Avraham Meshay Maharil Levush. Wow. V'meila les gamashim brachol levatola. V'kevin she'eino rotze lotes bishal loka so. Chal chiyuv adloka alei on him. Tezayin v'chein noagin v'chein sas muhar be'achronim like the Rambam. However, this is critical. V'yesh min haposkim shesovrim achrei dechachamein uzal pitaru ayadei adloka sishto lo kol kemine lomar eini rosa l'tzeis b'shalishti. Can't do that. Therefore v'yadlik below bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says you should follow this opinion. You can answer amen from somebody else. Don't make your own bracha, because perhaps you have fulfilled the mitzvah to your wife's lighting, even against your will. Even against your will. Who said this? The Maharshal. Maharshal is no small man. We quote him every day in Shir, right? The Yamshel Shlomo and Chulin. Well, the Maharshal what to say in other areas of Halacha as well. And you know, he says his points very, very strongly, as you well know. And who said so on the bottom? Chaf Hei. Who the Chaf Hei who don't like it? Beis Yosef. Hey, he also knew how to learn. Maran. We are Sparim. We have so many. Where are they when we need them? Maharshal and Prichodosh. Hey, that's three Gedolei Olam. Say this way. So we're going to take a chance against them. Shrek the Taz has the Kasha against the Maharshal. I have a big Shulchan Aruch here. I'll open it up and read you the words of the Taz. It's Simen Tov Resh Ayin Zayin Sivkotan Aleph. This is the very end of Hilchos Chanukah, the Simen. The Taz says he doesn't understand. Very lengthy Taz, not going to read the whole thing, but his question is, he doesn't understand this Maharshal. Why can't you have Kavana Shelo Lotzeis? It works in any other mitzvah. Why not? Why can't I have a Kavana Shelo Lotzeis? Quotes the Maharshal. Does the Taz answer Kavana Aleph? I don't understand. He says, look, Harashus od Nusunam Lasal Shkutzono, Imrotze Yotze the Birchas Madlachashishto, the Mena Yotze, Yivrach Bifnei Atzmo. The same as it says with respect to any other mitzvah and bracha. What's the problem? Hamotzi. He gives an example. Hamotzi. Birchas Hamosin. I decided not to be Yotze. What's going on? This is the Kash of the Taz. Against the Maharshal. Who wants to give an answer? Exactly. It's a Chovas HaBayis. You have no alternative. As long as you're a member of the household, you're Yotze against your will. Who said so? The Birkei Yosef, here in Tziv Beis. I give another example, Rav Osai. Mezuzah. The Tosfos in Sukkah compares these two. Chovas HaDar. I don't want to be Yotze to the Mezuzah. Doesn't work. It doesn't work. You like it or not, the mezuzah. Same thing over here. I want to make the following suggestion to us. It's a big chiddush. Yeah.
If that's true, then anybody who's traveling shouldn't be able to light.
What does that mean?
Because you have people in your house who are lighting, so you'll be able to.
Well, slow. Let's go slow. There is a concept called mahadrin. If the man can light in his own house, why can't he light on the road? The only time there's no mahadrin, according to these authorities, is ish v'ishto. Otherwise, no problem. You want to know if there's a married person whose spouse is at home, yeah. May you light outside the house? That's a serious question. But there, as we shall see, there's much more room to be made.
Wait, so for the children, since it's a mahadrin, so therefore they're not in the near Yishuv
Beis,
so why would, it's not, the amount of
Neros
has changed.
No, that's mahadrin, mina mahadrin. The over here, Masech to Shabbos, Chof Aleph and Beis. Tona Rabbonim, Mitzvah Schanaka, Ner Yishuv Beis. Va mahadrin, Ner Lecholecha V'yechad. Mahadrin, Minna Mahadrin, 1 to 8.
That changes the surah of the mitzvah from a mitzvah on Chovas HaBayis to Chovas HaGabra?
No, I didn't say that.
Why should it?
Still a Chovas HaBayis, but the Chovas HaBayis is discharged, strictly speaking, by one member of the household lighting. Right. And it's a greater Hidur. That's a question, that's complicated what it really means. But the Arminig of Menig Ramah said every member of the household lights. Who's every member? The Mishnah Berurah said only men and not women. And when it comes to a wife, it's even more problematic because, as we said before, she's not even included in Mahad. She makes a bracha, it's a bracha levatala.
So even though it's a chovas habayis, somebody who's outside the house will be fulfilling the mahadrin for the bayis that's somewhere else by lighting elsewhere?
That's correct. Once I have a bayis, so then, I don't know if I mentioned you during, did I mention it to you last week when we had those kitzur shirim? Did anyone ask you what to do if you're a guest? I didn't mention it to you? What I did. The Gemara has Beferish and Mesechta Shabbos, the very next Gemara, on Chav Gimel and Aleph. The very next Gemara, after Isha Vare Madlika. The next Gemara, Rav Sheshe says, Achsonoy is Chayef. And Rav Zeira says, when I was in Yeshiva, I was Meshtata Bepruti by the host where I lived. Once I got married, I stopped. To call Madlika Olai Begol Beisoy. My wife lights for me. That's it. What it may mean is, it's not even a Mahadrin. Not clear what it means. So it was, what's why to do Mahadrin? I can't go into those details right now. Maybe we'll get to it if we have time, as time allows. As you see, this is not just a simple shir, even though it's supposed to be on Chanukah, it's not Yeridayah, it's much easier. But it's, even the Chanukah has its complications. Okay, Rabbi Yossi? Good. We have a whole year almost to figure it out, till minus a week, to figure out what to do for next year. But for the alumnus, it's right for the here and now. Okay, Rabbi Yossi. Good. I want to say a chiddush. Even there are more, Rabbi Yossi, may hold this way. Take a look in Tofresh Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. Achsenoi Shein Madlikin Ola Beveso Sorich Lo Seis Pruto Lo Balabayis Lishtatev Imo B'Shemesh Shonel Chanukah. That's what it says. Why aren't there a Mose over here that we're machmir to light yourselves? Hakam doesn't say that. It's not here. Doesn't say a word. Doesn't say Rashi Ola Achmir. In Siv Gimel, he said it. And what did he look at Siv Gimel? What did he start up by Siv Gimel? Chai of Liris and Neris. And then he says, Imro Tzalach Malatzmo, Lahad Gifnatzmo, Mal Baruch Aleim. I want to say a Chiddush. Because the Chobas Re'iyah. The Chobas Re'iyah, Rabbi Yossi, I could discharge my Chobas Re'iyah by watching your candles. But if I decide to fulfill the mitzvah of Chobas Re'iyah by lighting my candles, that is something which I'm able to do. That's a Chovas Gavra, if you will. Re'iyah is a Chovas Gavra. Right? As opposed to Hadlaka, which is a Chovas Habayis. You can't say a Nachlechav. That's a possibility pshat in this Ramah. Perhaps. It's interesting, Rabbi Yossi. Look at the Shaar Tzi and Tuf Resh Ayin Vav Sivkotan Yud. Tuf Resh Ayin Vav Sharatzian Sivkotan Yud. What happened over here? It talks about Bircha Saroa. So Sivkotan Vav and Mishnah Brura, if no one's lighting for you, Yesh Poskim Disavri, Tafili Odeh Shemadik and Allah Bebeso, came into Atzma Eno Madlik, the Gam Eno Mishtate Machem Bepriti, Torah Levarach Allah Ria Lahodas Allah Nes, Gam Levarach Al Shech Yonu, first night. So that, even though it's Mishadah Bepruti, Yud, Ilu, again, he's not Mishad Bepruti, Yud, Ilu, I am Mishad Bepriti, Mishal Mea Baruch Ami Baal Abayis, Afilu Lo Ro Ozaneiros, for some reason, Eino Mechuyav Lechuliyama, Levarach Achakach Alariya, Mishomea Kaone, Varek for Hoda, Al Hanes. What do you see from here, Rabbi Yossi? The Chiyuv on the individual is not the Re'iyah proper, as the Ramah seemed to imply in Tafresh Ayin Zayin Gimel, Kichayv Lirus Haneris. No, the Chiyuv rather is what? Hoda Al Hanes, through Sha'as Nisim. So it would appear. Okay? And since you cannot make a bracha shas anisim without a riya saneris, take a look over here in Sharat Siyan, Sivkaton Gimel. Kotze Meiri. Mishain lo lahadlik ve'en amokom shem shalol liros. Yesh orim shemavaruch la'atmo shas anisim on the day itself. We don't pass in this way. You have to see it. You don't have to be moda. Okay, fine. Now, Rabbi Yossi, let us take a little bit of a... We'll come back to some of these other intricacies later. Let's take a look at the very famous dispute about Mahadrin and Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. I read the Gemara before, Chofal of Medveis. So Tosfa says, a Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, Nira Lari, the Beis Shammai, Beis Sila, Lo Kaimel, Aner Ishu Beiso, 1-8. That's Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Okay? But if you make Ner Lechol Echad, Hafili Yosef Mikan Ve'elech Leka Akeira, She is Ruh Shekach Yesh B'nei Yosef B'nei Yosef B'nei Yosef B'nei Yosef. Rabbi Yossi, how many people here lit 8 candles last night? Why? I can think of 4 reasons why I lit 8 candles. 4 reasons. It's the 8th night. It's the first night you have 8 people in the house. It's the second night you have 4 people in the house. Or it's the fourth night, you have 2 people in the house. So it proves nothing. A Tosa sheet. And take a look, Rabbi Yossi, in the Mechaber. When the Mechaber quotes this din, it's found over here in Tuf Resh Ayin Aleph, Second. Tough resh ayin. Where's second, please. Vav. Siv beis. Kama neiros madlik. Kulayla or rish madlik echad. The kaveelech most of the holech. Echad becholayla. Asher b'lelachon yishmona. Fafilu and rabba b'nei abayis. Lo yadliku yoseh. Who said so? Gimel. Tois v'sham. That's it. Tois v'sham. Finished. All right. Rabbi said, who did that in this house? Who? Nobody. Rambo. V'yesh omim shekol echad mi abayis yadlik. Rambam. V'chein aminik poshet. V'yizor olitin kol echad v'yechad neiros v'mokam miyuchad. K'dei shi'en heker kamen neiros madlikin. Mahara mi Prague. Not the Maral, the Mahara mi Prague. Fine. Says the Berhetev. Berhetev Sivkot and Gimel. Vizeh Chiddush. Shasvardim Noagin Ketosis. Vashkenazin Karamba. Vizeh Lamotzina Bashar Makonis. It's an anomaly. Right? Because the Svardim, they follow the Machaber only one per night, no matter how many people are 1 to 8, no matter how many people are in the house, that's Tosfos Shita. And the Ramah follows the Rambam. Take a look on the side in the Beragola. Rotaloma, Kemoshe Meforesh Rambam, Suga de Gemara Shom. The Rekosav, Shaminik Poshet Besvarab, Shu Kol Anche Abayas Madlikin Nerechad Belaila Rishon, Umosifin Ner Becholaila, I feel the Rambam Bnei Abayas. Wait a minute! The Rambam says that the Minik Poshet is you only light one to eight, no matter how many people. So therefore, if the Rambam, if that's the Rambam, it's in Perek Dal Halacha Gimel, then the Sfarim, in fact, follow Minik Sfarit. Minik Poshet is Sfarit. So it's not the way the Berhetev said it. The way the Ramah understood the Rambam to mean what he said. Everybody lights for himself. But the, that's how the Lecha Mishnah understood it. But, and that's how whoever gave the source and the Ramah understood it. Maybe the Ramah himself understood it that way. But if you look at Beis Yosef, he understood it differently. He understood the Rambam to say, only one person lights. What's the Din of the Gemara then? It's clear. If there are 10 people in the house, that's the Rambam's example. He gave a nice big house with 8 kids, Gavaldik, husband, wife, and 8 kids. Beautiful example. You go from the Balabais himself lights 10 the first night up to 80 the 8th night. That's what Rambam says, Perek Dal Halacha Beis. That's the Din of the Gemara. The Minhag HaPashut B'Svarad is either the way the Ramah understood it, that instead of having one person light, all 10 light, or the way the Beis Yosef understood it, only light from 1 to 8, not from 10 to 80. Save a lot of money. It's unclear around what he means. Dal Halacha Gimel. I brought the Rambam in, but I'm not going to open it. If you have time, we'll open it. It's right there on the desk. Dal Halacha Gimel, you'll look it up, you'll see it's a little bit ambiguous. Fine, Rabosai. Everyone with me so far? This is the idea of Mahadim. Everyone, Rabosai, everyone follow me? It's very important to understand where our minig is coming from. It's coming from. Oh. Now, I want to make the following suggestion. What's this thing with the Marami Prague? What's he saying over here? You put everyone in Neres B'Mokam B'Yuchem. I believe the answer is as follows. Everybody knows, I assume you know, that strictly speaking, the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah is fulfilled on the outside. Does that have an Eretz Yisrael? Who has never been in Eretz Yisrael on Chanukah? Never been in Chanukah? Been. So no, everyone's been there. Where they light? Where people light? Where? Outside. That's the din. That's the Mefurash Gemara. You're supposed to light outside. I read you the Gemara over here. Tana Rabbanan, Chafalaf Medbeis, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah, Anicha, Pesach, Beis, Mibachutz. Outside. The question, what does that mean? Means from the outside of the house to the Chotzer, or more likely called the Tos, from the Chotzer to the Mavli. Go outside. That's one of the reasons why we assume that lighting in the dorm, now that Chanukah is over, lighting in the dorm is considered to be okay. That's considered the Pesach HaChotzer. It's not even though you don't sleep in the lounge on the first floor, but that's where that's considered the Chotzer until that's a machlokas of Briskerov, the Chazanish, the dorm is better than an apartment house. That's not the topic for today's shiur either. In any event, that's what used to be done. That was the old custom. The Mechaber did, the Gemara did say, "Uveshas hasakana menicha al shulchano v'dayo." Sakana. We're afraid that it shouldn't be cause a sakana. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, where exactly when they put it on the outside, where exactly on the outside did they put it? You have a doorway, and the doorway has two sides. Everyone knows the doorway has two sides. It has a right side and has a left side. Right? A right side and a left side. Does anybody know which side and as you'll be going in? Which side as you're going in? Opposite the mezuzah, correct? Opposite the mezuzah. Okay? All this is quoted halacha and Shulchan Aruch as it used to be done in the olden years. If you look over here, and show, you all have the Mishnah Berurah in front of you. Please open up. Here we have Simen Tov Resh Ayin Aleph Sifhei. Nechanaka Menicho Pesach Hasamach Shusarabin. Mibachutz. If it's the house. The chotzer. Between the chotzer and the which is a rab. If you're in an attic, very nice. Yeah, beautiful idea. Take a look at Siv Zayin. You all have Siv Zayin, based on the Gemara, Chabez. Mitzalicha betefach hasamuch lepesach mismol. Kadesh shim mezuzah miyamin when you walk in. Finachanaka mismol. Okay? Ramah, here's the sad part. Ramah, miu, bizman hazeh, shekulonam aligin bifnim. Nowadays, the Ramah is commenting that nowadays it's too dangerous to light outside. This is in Golos in Poland, light inside. V'ein hekel ibn erishis rabim klal, ein lochosh kol kachim, ein madligin b'tefach hasamach lepesach. There's no point. V'mikol mokom, aminik lehadlik b'tefach hasamach lepesach, k'mo b'yumayim, v'ein l'shanas, Elam Kane Rabban Bnei Habayis, Sh'odif Yoser, Lahad Lekolechad B'mokom Miyuchad, Mila Arev Aneros Yachad, V'en Hekar Kamaneros Madlikin Rabosai. Okay, so things changed, it's not completely clear when they changed, historically. Seems to me, I'll give my historical suggestion, but they first moved, they used to light mamash outside in the street. Do an Eretz Yisrael today, or at least in the courtyard. Then it got too dangerous, they lit on the inside, but it's still trying to maintain the original custom of Tefach HaSamuch LePesach. Okay? But even then, when they had Rabbi Bnei Habayis, they were able to move it to different locations. So everybody has his own menorah, and there's no problem with Heker, because everyone seems to have a different menorah. But in the olden days, when they lit near the Tefach Samach LePesach on the left side, you had no alternative. As the Tosa said, the Mahajan were contradictory, but no longer so. Just everyone lights his own menorah. So that's why we changed, Rabbi Osai. Could be what we're doing now is in fact not Medina de Gemara. Medina de Gemara, they only lit one, went from 1 to 8, because the Mahajan, Min Mahajan excludes Mahajan, as Tosa says. And that's what the Mechaber says. Following Tosin, and the Rambam is Minik Pasha B'Svarad, at least according to some, was the same way. But B'Sman Azdeh, we light indoors, and there's no need to put everything on the Tefach, some of the Pesach, it has no significance anymore. They can spread out the menorahs, so we can have Mahadrin as well as Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. And that's what we do. There's only one problem, my boss. What's that? A big problem. A major, big-time problem. I know it's hard for you to guess what's bothering me, but it bothered the Aruch HaShulchan, and he quotes from the Gali and the Sechta, and if you want to look it up, you can look it up. The Aruch HaShulchan is found in Tov Resh Ayin Aleph Sif Tes Vov. Ribbono Shel Olam. When the Ramah changed the minig, instead of one person lighting it, as the Rambam had at the beginning of the Gemara, one person lit up to 80 candles, for if there were 10 people in the house, the Ramah changed it. And if there's Reuven, if Yaakov is the father, and they have, we just read about the 10 brothers, right? Who are the 10 brothers we read about yesterday? Everybody but Yosef and Binyamin. So just imagine, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yisrael, Zvon, Donam, Shilgav, Yosef. 10. Well, that's not the Ramzah's example. Only 8. Of you. You'd have a father and 9 sons. Total of 10 people, and the Ram probably counts the wife too. So you have a father and a mother and 8 kids. Okay? There's such houses to this day have 8 kids, Baruch Hashem. So now, so you go, the Rambam said that the Balabas slides from 10 to 80. 10 the first day, and 80 the last day. But the Rambam changed it. And it'll have, let's leave out the wife for the moment, so it'll have 9 people lighting 8 candles each. Frank Aruch HaShulchan, that's a bracha levatala. Since Mitzvah Chanukah Nerushu Beso, Mahadrin light, Nelech Alecha V'yechon, who ever heard of making a bracha on a Mahadrin? Make a bracha on a Hidu Mitzvah? Unheard of. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Ramos Machshel, quotes the Galion HaSechta, Ramos Machshel Yidden and Chanukah by wholesale by the millions of brachas levatala. The guy on the set is cash against the Rama. Everyone follow me? Your father lit. Very nice. Your Yotze. Now you light. That's a Mahadrin. Very nice. Not like a bracha on a Mahadrin. That's the kasha of the guy in the Sechta against the Rama. There are 2 answers. One answer is Rabbi Osai. One answer is the answer of the Maharil. Kivega says this. Madura Tanyana Simenyun Gim. Kavana Shalolotes. Ah, we had it before, right? So, when the son is admiringly, glowingly watching his father light in the Chanukah, he says, No, not for me. I'm not Yot. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have that Kavana.
Oh. That's a big problem. So, yeah, according to this trap, to have Kavana Shalolotes. Maybe we can argue implicit Kavanah Shalolotes because, you know, he's going to light 5 minutes later. But what we said before, according to the Marshal and Beis Yosef and Pre-Chodesh, it won't work. So we're stuck. Only one other answer. What's that? Oh, this Hidur Mitzvah is not the same as any other Hidur Mitzvah. All the Hidur Mitzvah, yeah, you make a talis, no, whatever. You're not going to make a broch on that. But here, it's an institutionalized Hidur Mitzvah, but it gives exactly how to do it. Mahadrim, Mahadrim, Inu Mahadrim. This warrants a broch. And you say, where did I get it from? A chiddush like this, a chiddush nifla v'naira. I found it in Machzah Shekel. Machzah Shekel says over here, in Simon Tov Reish Ayin Vov. Tov Reish Ayin Vov. Towards the beginning, has the following shaila. What happens? A person didn't have enough candles. She lights. Then he finds more candles. What do you do then? What do you do then? So the Beis Yosef quotes from various Svarim, well, since he had in mind from the beginning to light everything, so then you will not make a new bracha. A bracha ha-sha'asa mitchila al-chiyav kolaneiras asa. You just got to confuse which night it was. Then look in the Magad, look at it, wrote back, and if Simon Tov Reish Nun Aleph. Now, Tov Reish Nun Aleph, you have that too. You have Tov Reish Nun Aleph. I don't know if you have it. Let's see. I don't know if you have this either. I'm not sure if any of this is quoted. Tov Reish. Let's first see Tov Reish Ayin Vav. You can find this anywhere. Tov Reish Ayin Vav. Yeah, it's in Bar Hetev. Sivkot Aleph. Quotes the Magen Avraham. Look at there. Im Shachar v'Hidlik Nerechad Pogos Min Aroy Yadlik Ol V'Lo Yevarech. Ki abrocha sha'osa betchila al-chiyuv kol ha-neros osa. Mem Aleph. What's Mem Aleph stand for, Rabbi? What's Mem Aleph? Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham himself, when he tries to give you a source for this din, tells you to look at the end of Simon, Tov Reish Nun Aleph. I have in front of me the original. The Magen Avraham Sivkotin Chafei. You do not have. Let me just read you a little bit from here. Sivkotin Chafei. You know what we're talking about Arba Minim over here. Arba Minim? What's Arba Minim? Sure. It says over here in the Ramah, Sif Yud Beis towards the end. You told all 4 Minim, one after the other, after the other. It says over here, Imsach Beinayim Tzorach Levarach Al Kolechad Befnei Atzmo. If you talk between the 4 Minim, It requires a new bracha. Says the Magen Avraham at the very end of this Sifkat Chafei, Rav David Avudraham, page Resh, quotes the Rambam, Shut Per Adoros in Kufyut Aleph, Shem Bishar Shehidlik Ner Arishan, Hoysa Kavanos, Lahadik Acheros, and Tzorch Levarach. Vim Birech Vehidlik, he only had 5 candles on the 8th day. Vachakach Nizdanu Leneris Mavarach Mechol Pam. Woo! The way it quotes in the Rambam, a Tshuva Mefuresh in the Rambam, that you make a bracha on Hidur Mitzvah. Mefuresh a Rambam. My whole life I assumed with a double poshet, a raya brewer from this Rambam, you make a bracha Hidur Mitzvah. Fine. I was just in Eretz Yisrael. I said a shir in the Beis Medrash of Lorraine HaGoyin, of Chaim Soloveitchik, in Ramat Beit Shemesh, in the Holy Land. It was Thanksgiving Day. The day I arrived. That night I said a shir. Good, I said a shir. I don't know who's in the shir. People came. It was right after Ma'ariv. A particular Yid, who I didn't even know, came. When he left, fine. I couldn't even give him a Shalom Aleichem because people were around me. That was Thursday night. Monday night, was at a chas that I attended. He comes out, Shalom Aleichem. I enjoyed your shir very much. Who is this man? He is the Rav of Ramat Shiloh, I think it's called. Ramat Shiloh is where Leva Torah is? Right, yeah. Right. The Rav, I don't know his name. That's it. He knows your father. Right, yeah. Yeah, really, total Israeli. Yeah. He came to Daven Ma'ariv with your father's shul. And he heard. He's a very fine Jew. Very wonderful Talmud Chacham. And he came, so I already heard from my Talmud. David Gottlieb told me that when I met him in Leva Torah, this is the Rav from the Shunai, went to my shir, and he enjoyed it very much. And he even said he came to Daven Ma'ariv, was falling asleep, and he thought for sure he was going to fall asleep on the shir, but it was so interesting, he didn't fall asleep. That's the biggest compliment. Okay. So he met me at this chas on Monday night when I was there. That's my last night I stayed over in the Holy Land. And he says to me, you know, that Shuvah Saramam doesn't exist. It says Fakert. I said, what? Yeah. Okay. So I forgot all about it. On Friday, I wanted to say a shiur about it in my shul on Shabbos because it's Chanukah. So I called up the library and Rabbi Shapiro Shalita faxed me, sure enough, the Madurat Rav David Yosef Ben Moreno Rav Avadja. He put out his parador. A footnote this big. I have it right. I left it in my office. It's right here. He writes, there's a different girsa in the Rambam. Not Neros Acheros, Bayis Acheres. A whole different story. A different house. What do you mean? He yarshed the house in the middle? What does it mean? So I gave him a mushel. Just imagine a man has a A man has a mother. So let's assume that the man lights in his own house and he goes next door to his mother's house. And he expects the mother is going to light for herself. She has her own little apartment, right? She says, you know, that's what we'll call him, Yehuda, do me a favor, light for me. Let's make a new bracha. He had no expectation to light in his mother's house. That's the Rambam's case. That's a Chiyuv Medina. But then if it'll be an only Mahajan, maybe there'll be no bracha. I was all the years, I had this Rambam in my pocket, just disappeared out of my pocket. I had 2 different girsos, I don't know what to do with it anymore. Okay. Afal Pikain, with or without the Rambam, Nirali, at the answer to the question of the Bagaya Masecht is, we make a bracha on Hidur Mitzvah of Chanukah. It's a unique kind of Hidur Mitzvah. It's not the same as any other Hidur Mitzvah. It's a whole different din. Kain Nirali. Fine. Rabosai. Time is starting to run out. Let's try to get to some of the important punchlines that we still have. Achsanoi, we saw in Afchav Gimel Amanalas Mishtate Beprut. Rabosai, it's quoted Lahalocha. What's the Chiddush of Achsanoi? I'm asking you a question. What's the Chiddush of Achsanoi? Achsanoi is Mishtate Beprut. I think, frankly, there are 2 chidushim. I'd like you to help me with the 2 chidushim. 2 chidushim is Gemara, Achsanoi is Mishtat Beprit. Anybody know what the 2 chidushim are? Yes.
What does it mean, Mishtat?
It gives a penny, a pruta to the balabas. What does that achieve?
Yeah.
Good question. Perhaps it achieves that he has a chelik in the shemen, in the menorah. Very good question. That's chiddush number one. Chiddush number one, Rabosai, is found in the Ran, in his commentary on this din. The Ran discusses the issue over here of Achsanoi and tells us what the chiddush is. I just got to be able to find it in this print over here. 1 second. Achsanoi, here it is. Oreach, afal pi she'ein lo bayis. Exactly your question. To lo tema din ner chanukah din mezuzah. To chol mi she'ein lo bayis. Potter min ha-mezuzah. No. If you're a guest, you are now, by giving a pruta, Rabosai, you're considered presumably to be a ben bayis. The Rambam said, Rabosai, the Rambam said that you have to be madlik neiros for all the bnei ha-bayis. Correct? If the achsanoi gives a pruta, right? So what happens then? Look it up in the Rambam. Achsanoi chaya b'ner chanukah, mishtate b'pruta, okay? Heva of Zion. It's in Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph. Okay. Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph, in Hilchus Chanukah. By the way, let me read you, once I'm opening the Rambam already, let me read you the ambiguous Rambam, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel. You'll see why it's ambiguous. Why the Ramo read it his way, and if Yosef Kar read it his way. Minik Poshet B'chol Oreinu B'svarat. I want you to listen to every word, every letter. Shu kol anche abayis madlikin ner echod belayla harishon umosifin veholchin ner b'chol layla v'layla. Stop right here. Who's right? The Ramo or the Beis Yosef? Let's review again. The Ramo said according to the Rambam, every single person lights on his own. Beis Yosef said only one person lights 1 to 8. Who's right so far? Who? Louder. Ramo. Lashon Rabin. Ad shenimsa madlik b'leil shmini shmona neiros bein shehoyu anshe abayis merubim bein shehoyu adam echod. What's the last half sound like? Come on, be honest. Rabbis Yosef. There's obviously some kind of ambiguity. Rabbis is just so clear. We don't understand. He must have thought it's obvious. I'm sure if Mishamayim, Rabbis is smiling at all. Don't you know what I meant? It's obvious what I meant. Yeah, the Ramog up in Shemayim says it's obvious that you meant what I said. And Rabbi Yosef got an answer to what I said. And since we're not a privy what goes on in Shemayim, we don't know. Okay, I just mentioned it in passing since I opened up the Rambam. But Perek Dalet, what does it say? Halacha Yud Aleph, Achsanoi. Oreach shemadlikin olav b'soch beso, ein lo tzorach lahadlik olav b'mokom shetzarech bo. Ein lo bayis lahadlik olav, bo tzorach lahadlik b'mokom shetzarech bo. U'mishtatev imohen b'shemen. Okay, so the gives them a little bit of oil. That's good enough. So I'm asking you a question, Rabosai. When the balabayis, according to the minig of the Rambam, which is Medina de Gemara, he lights anshe habayis, the 10 anshe habayis, goes from 10 to 80. Does that include an achsanoi? If you look in the Beis Halevi and in the end of this parish of Chumash and Bereshis, he says yes. So what does it achieve, the pruta? What does it make him? Makes him into a ben bayis. Hear what's going on? That's your chiddush. That's the Ran's chiddush. You might have thought he's homeless. He's not homeless. He has a home where he is happens to be staying. That's chiddush number one. But there may be a chiddush number two, Rabosai. Chiddush number two is he's not really an absolute ben bayis. Because an absolute ben bayis, the children, they yotze with their father's lighting without a pruta. There's not any prutas. They yotze by themselves. That's chiddush number two. That you're not yotze without a penny. Who said that pshat? The Rush. As the Rush said, I'm reading to you the Rush's Lashon. It's Perek Beis and Bamadlikin, Simen Ches. Listen carefully to the words. We got to find it. Oh. Ein yotze b'neiro shel balabayis lo have b'chlal ish v'ishto. That's one girsa, or ishu beso, the probably more correct girsa. He's not. That's the second chiddush. Chiddush number one: He can fulfill the mitzvah. He's considered a ben bayis by giving a pruta. Chiddush number two is not a ben bayis without giving a pruta. Follow me? Two chiddushim nifloim. Let me ask you a shayla. What if he decides he wants to lie on his own? What do you say? He wants to lie on his own. Take a look here in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav. Excuse me, Ayin Zayin. Sure, that's it either. Hold on. Hey, Bob Zion. Tough Resh Ayin Zion. Mishnah Brura Gimel. You all have it. Mishnah Brura Gimel. The Mechaba we already saw. See it again. Achsenoi. Shemadin Bebeso. Tzorlos is Pruta. Gimel. Pruta Sagi. Ayin Zayin Maklo Chelik Bashem. Fine. Hu Adin. Fine. Umikomako. Im Yesh Lachsenoi Ner. Nochon Yosef Lahadlik Biatzvo. Whoa. Yud Sharatzian. Lot says the Das Mariv. Shakotav Kahayom. Shaminik Bialma of Leos Mina Mahadrin. Nelacholechot. Osu Lechashto. Shuhitik Nechanaka. Al Yerabba Derechachai. My Rebbe Zechron of the Rocha said, who said this is true? Who said it's considered a heder if you light yourself in someone else's house? Maybe it's a bracha levatola. It's not your house. Rabbi said, in some places they light in the streets. I don't want to mention any specific groups. They light in the streets. You got some mises. Pasha Psha, you can't do that. Nere Shumeso. It's a light in the street. Chiv on the bias. So if he doesn't live there, who said he can light himself? The Rosh is not part of the Bnei HaBayis. It means he's not a Ben Bayis. How can he lie to himself? Davka Mishtat Lebeprut. So my Rebbe suggested, against the Mishnah Berurah who calls him Achron. So I already told you my Eitzah. I've been away from my house a few times on Chanukah, and what I did was as follows. I asked the Baal HaBayis to provide me with a menorah. I gave him a nickel, and I asked him to make the bracha, Lahadik Ner Shal Chanukah and Shas Nisim, and have me in mind as well. I answered amen to his brachas. This way, according to the Mishnah Berurah, I have the proper way of lining it in Mahadrin by lining myself. According to my Rebbe Shita, I'm not a violation of bracha levatala because I didn't make a bracha. And what's more, I don't know, my Rebbe might agree with me that he's all he's saying, if you light without the Mishtat the Pruta, it may be no good. You're not a ben bayis. But once I gave a Pruta, I'm already became a ben bayis by giving the pruta, but may I can light myself to Mahajan. So that's what I think is the best thing to do. Next year, if you're a guest somewhere for Hanukkah, that's what I always recommend. Yes?
Why couldn't
Rebbe say Shas Anisim? Me, because of Rias, no Sariah. Yeah, but some say if you don't say in your house, you can't do Birchas Sariah. My wife lived for me, right? That wasn't a safe bet either. And we follow me so far. This is the halachas of Achsanoi, as it's found over here in the Gemara, and in the Shulchan Aruch, and in the Mishnah Berurah. I have only one question, Rabbi Osai. One question. Rabbi Zeira, before he got married, was Bebei Rav. Did he have a house? Did he have some other house? So if you look in the Ran, you get an impression, no. I don't use the word homeless. But his only house to you guys, the single boy in this room, so he's still living at home. What do you mean living at home? You go home for Shabbos, you go home for Yontif, your parents are paying your tuition, and you're living at home, in my view. And yeah, you're in the yeshiva during most of the time, but you're still living at home. Ki havevoy be'rav, shayisi achsanoi lilmo Torah. Which means, I had no other place but the yeshiva. I had parents, either he had no parents, or his parents no longer supported him, he moved out of the house. Not like any of you. You can be in California, but you come home, they still give you a bed and a warm meal. So they're paying your tuition. So you're still living at home. You have a second house here in Washington Heights. Okay. Coast to coast. We have Gevir, remember I was saying this. Coast to coast, they have homes. Yeah. That's why I understood the rant. He had no other house before. However, you could also say, he had a house, but no one was there. So he had no choice. We mishtat, they approved it. No choice. Once he got married, then his wife lived for him. Dafka, a wife? No. Could be a parent also. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, he didn't say wife or husband. What did he say? What did he say? When you chayev, achsanoi, she'eim adligan ol bebeso. Didn't say it has to be your wife, has to be a husband, has to be it could be anybody. A father, a son, anybody living in the house. A sibling. Could be anybody. Could be anybody. We don't know. According to Arminig of the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah said everyone should light himself. Right? That's what it says. We saw the Sharat Seer. Do you make a bracha? Perhaps not. If it's Mishim Chashad, the Mishnah Berurah writes over here in Sivkot and Ches, Chashad is people with a bichosh, you're not lighting. Chashad. We came into Bezad Lokal, Enel Mishim Chashadah, Yesh Oum the Lo Yavarech. You don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha because it's only Mishim Chashad. That's what it says. Unless they're not lighting on your own house, then it'd be Ikar Adin. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, is a Marashal. The Marashal says that the Bokharim had a minig not to be Mishtati Bepruta, but rather to light themselves. And the Marashal says, what? You're better than Rav Zeira? Age of Chumras. You're better than Rav Zeira? Rav Zeira, what? Rav Zeira, what did he say? What did he say, Rav Zeira? Rav Zeira says, what? Mishtati Bepruta. You guys are frumer than Rav Zeira? That's the kasha of the Marashal against these Bokharim. Could be, Rabbi Osai, that Minig Ramah is not Medina de Gemara. Minig Ramah evolved after they can no longer land on the outside because of the Sakana, the Marami Prague, even after the tour. I'm not going to all those details right now. So therefore, Rabbi Marashal's kasha is no kasha. Rav Zeira, who lived before, when they lived, still lived on the outside, not everybody lived, therefore he did what he did in Mishal Bepruta. Because Mana said, not that they're frumer than Rav Zeira. The circumstances changed. Oh. The Marashal himself says that an Achsanoi who's married and his wife didn't light at home, he can make a bracha. So why can't Brochim do exactly the same thing? Apparently the Marashal holds that Ish v'Ishto, one ner suffices. As we saw earlier, that there's no possibility of each one lighting for him and herself. Where do you get it from? Either from here, from this Gemara, of Achsanoi, that originally of Zeira lit was Mishtatef. Once he got married, he stopped. And he assumes that married is Medavka. Married is no, that's it, there's no Mahadrin. So once your wife lights, there's no need for to be Mishtatef Befruta. Or he got it from the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Mitzvah Chanukah, what are the next three words? Ner Ish, Nu? What is Beso? Beso, Zu? Ishto. And then it comes the Mahadrin, only afterwards. After the husband and wife have one candle, then and only then starts the Mahadrin. That's the push-up shot where the Marashal got it from. Okay. Again, I'm quickly running out of time. I just want to get to some highlights, and then we'll have to not read the whole shiur that I have here. It's in my sefer on Chanukah. Just a few more things. And that is as follows. The Mishnah Berurah, when he said Ishto Kegufo, quoted in Tufresh Ayin Aleph, Sivtes, that's the first time we saw it, quotes no source. This is such a heavily documented say for the Mishnah Berurah. Everything is documented in Sharat Siyan. Tes, Kolechad, Levad Mi Ishto Di Kegufo. No source, no Sharat Siyan here. Hello, Dover, where's the Sharat Siyan? Where is it? So perhaps he was relying on the fact we'd get the Tufresh Ayin Zayin in fairly short order. And there we saw this concept that Ishto Kegufo applies here as well. We saw that in the Mishnah Berurah Tezayin. Lav Kokamine, not Yotze with your wife's lighting. Why not? Presumably the reason for this is that Ishto Kegufo. If you look on the Sharat Siyan, it comes up in a few places. But these Gedolei HaPoskim said that in the context of being Mahadrin, there's no Mahadrin when it comes to a husband and a wife. So it appears. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting. In the Rambam seems to say the man lights for everybody in his house, and includes the wife. That's the Birka Yosef's kasha. So the answer is, that's true according to the Rambam Lashitosa, that one person lights for everybody, the Bais Yosef Chan. According to Minhag Ramah, even though the sons light, the woman doesn't, the wife doesn't. If the Balabas is lying, he lights for, even for the wife. But if she's lying, they're not. There's no Mahadra in that case. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. What if the husband is not home, or the wife is not home? So the Trumas Hadesh and Simon Kuf Aleph is one of the major sources over here that is cited in the Ramah, Tofrei Shayin Zayin Gimel, Tofei. It's Trumas Hadesh. What's the case over here? A man is out of his own home. So if the man is out of his own home, then we say that a husband and wife, there can be a possibility of a mahadrin, even for man and wife. Yes, even for man and wife. That's what the Trumas Hadesh is referring to, that kind of a case. But if they're both home, no. It's a serious chash of bracha levatola. The Mishnah Berurah Tezayin, who's saying that you have no ability to say, I'm not yotz with my wife, and therefore you shouldn't do it with a bracha. He's even referring to a case where the husband or wife is out of the house. In this case, the husband is out of the house. If your wife lit it ready for you, you can't have the bracha anymore. That's even out of the house. Even, I repeat, out of the house. Now, here, the man on the road can light before his wife. You know why? Because if he lights on the road before his wife, there's no way his wife is yotz with him, because he's not home. This is very, very important, Rabbi Osai. I tell people, I'm in a hotel, I can't light, If your parents are home, you're yotz with them. But I repeat, if your parents are home, you're yotz with them. What if they go away for Shabbos, Chanukah, or they stop going away to Eretz Yisrael? You cannot be yotz if they're not in their own house. That's what I'm suggesting over here. This is very, very important. Very, very important. Now, I have to tell you that there's a minig in many places that women do not light Ner Chanukah. It's true, we saw the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Olah Shmuel, and there's no chiyah for them to do it. But why not? We love mitzvahs. And in some circles, in fact, the women do light, but others they don't. So the Chasam Sova is a famous piece on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. There's a world famous Chasam Sova. Mishum Tznius. What do you mean Tznius? Because Ner is Bachutz. Women should go outside. The olden days. Remember the Rambam I told you once? Once a month you leave the house. If you leave 8 times, that takes 8 months past, they're gone. You can't leave the house for another 8 months. This is just tongue in cheek, Rabbi Osai. But as the Chasam Sofer says, today I don't think that's how it applied whatsoever. More, I think, Rabbi Osai, it's like the Ramos said in Siman Yud Zayin Siv Beis, women do not wear tzitzis. 3 days ago came out a piece on a particular blog site, very common, and someone gave it to me, my name was even mentioned there, that women maybe should wear tzitzis nowadays. I'm against it, but the Ramos says they don't wear tzitzis. Why not? They hear shofar, they sit in sukkah, they take lulav. Why not? So if you look there in the Ramos Yud Zayin Siv Beis, not a chovas gavra. You don't really have to wear arba kanfis. So to Ner Chanukah, it's not a chovas gavra. It's a chovas abayis. So therefore, they don't have a minig to do the mahadim. That's one possibility. But I have a better possibility. I think my pshat is minig yisrael Torah. Here's the problem, Rabbi Osai. Take a Jewish woman, a modern Jewish woman, and she is brought up from her earliest youth to light Ner Chanukah. So she lights the Chanukah from age what? 3? What's the oldest light? I was at my grandchildren's, I was at my son's house on Thursday night, and my granddaughter, who's 3 years old, at Neros Chanukah. 3 years old? Okay, she's soon going to be 4. Okay. But she's 3 years old. Am I right? Is that the average age when you start? Maybe she did last when she was 2. I don't even know. What, are you 2 also ready to do? Who knows? Who has nieces and nephews? What age do they start lighting? 3. Take a woman, she starts at 3, and she lights for 20 years straight. From 3 till 22, she's lighting the Chanukah. Now, Baruch Hashem, tonight, she's getting married. Baruch Hashem. comes next year, Chanukah, she's lit Chanukah for 20 years straight, and she quotes a Gemara. Why is the Gemara say we go from 1 to 8? Malam Bakodesh v'lo marid. So, I got married, I'm a higher level of Kiddushin, I'm a Mekudeshis. So I assume, and the husband says, no, can't do it. Why? Because it says in Mishnah Berurah that if I light, you and you light, it's a Shalav Bracha Levatala, and it can't come out of Levatas. Where does this lead? I was told when I said the shir yesterday in Shul that in some homes they alternate. The husband lights, the wife lights. The husband lights, the wife lights. The husband lights. I asked this fellow, what about Ner Shabbos? He also alternate. How much do you want to bet? I bet you. She's not going to give up her Ner Shabbos for anything. So why is it he has to give up his Ner Chanukah? Yes.
Couldn't you just make a shahr where the man makes the bracha as has in mind to be, and obviously he's being motzi his wife, and his wife can light too, the second menorah.
She absolutely can. But that's still, you read the Bekadusha. She made the bracha for 20 years straight. And the bracha with a whole delicious voice that she has, her kolisha, someone else around. I mean, we gave a kula for kolisha, she's a nida, we gave that based on the Ramban to say for a mitzvah. And they can come at the play, and then she lights it. Say, oh. It's a Yeriza. I've seen it in my own life. I've heard it. It's a spiritual downer for such a woman. I understand it. You have to be up to same people's psychology. It's a serious matter. Therefore, I both say, in my house, my children started at age 3, but they didn't end at age 22, which is, I guess, sort of when they got married. I don't know, I'm at different ages when they got married. They stopped at age 11. Bas Mitzvah. After Bas Mitzvah said, you know, my job as a father is to be mechanech my children and my daughters, to give them chinuch towards the ultimate goal of marriage. And I'm telling you right now, as a 12-year-old, your chinuch is towards marriage, and therefore when you're going to be married, your husband will lie for you, and therefore you're going to stop lying right now. Unless you're out of the house. My daughters all went to Mechlalah for 2 years, they lived there, they went to Stern, they lived there, but when they got home, when they got married, Baruch Hashem, and their husbands lit, they didn't light. That's what they saw in my house. My wife never lit unless I wasn't home or something like that. And that's what they saw. They didn't light themselves when they were home, and I solved the problem. That's my analysis of the Minig Yisrael Torah. That's what I consider to be the proper Minig, and that's what I think is the right way to fulfill this mitzvah. I'll just end. We spoke a little bit about this at the Chagiga in my house on Thursday, and this is, I think, a simile is sold. It was unheard of that they should alternate. Husband lights 4 nights and the wife lights 4 nights. Unheard of. This never existed. I'm giving you, it was never existed in Klal Yisrael. Well, what's wrong? Egalitarianism. And after all, in the workplace, women are breaking through the glass ceiling. Medical school and law school are more than 50% women. Yeah? So if you look at that piece that I just quoted, I'll say that on that blog, is an introduction. Introduction goes exactly what I spoke about in my house on Thursday. That there are women in the modern world who in the workplace they're exactly equal to men. So why is it that in the world of Torah where they're not giving them every single last possible right that Allah could possibly afford them? That's their kasha. It's a good kasha. I get the terrors on Thursday. That's the difference between Ephraim and Menashe. Menashe, Nashani, all things are new, the workplace is new, there are more doctors and more lawyers and women, and all are new, 100%, fine. But in the Torah place, it's Ephraim. Ephraim is Ephraim, is the old time religion, is we go back to the original Minhagen that we had from way back. And therefore, we don't change Minhagen. Yes, when did we change Minhagen? I spoke about it on Thursday a little bit. Ephraim and Menashe. A person shouldn't say, I'm not going to light Chanukah lift because it's not in the Torah. They have to follow the Chachmei Yisrael. Just as a Kodesh Baruch Hu endorsed Yaakov Avinu's change, Ephraim before Menashe, Shvi was yesterday, it was Ephraim, and today Shmini is Menashe. So Kodesh Baruch Hu endorsed with Yaakov. Why? I explain to you. Because Chachmei Yisrael following Yaakov Avinu are traditionalists, and they generally speaking are averse to anything new. They say, have to make a change. But stam kacha change because it's popular in the spirit of egalitarianism, kacha zeh. We're not going for changes. It's different than the workplace. I think that we both said we had a nice shiur on Chanukah, on Zos Chanukah, added some of the aura, and Zos Chanukah is the highest madrega. Zos, I wrote something, another thing which you may want to see, which is in Torah Web. You want to see that? Do you get it? They don't pass that in your shuls? You're supposed to give out a whole peck of things. What shall I get? I get Rabbi Wine and Rabbi Friend and Rabbi Goldwicht, and I get Rabbi Kamenetsky sometimes from South Shore. No one gives it out in your shuls. And then people, they're do-gooders. They go and get a whole bunch of things and they collate them, staple them, and give them out. Okay, I have. But anyway, this week I wrote for Torah Web. This is the drush I gave last Sunday about Hanukkah, conflict of cultures then and now. Please have a chance to read the Maharal Prag in their mitzvah. I try to explain over there that we have this conflict of cultures, that the Greeks who because they are into wisdom, they're jealous of our wisdom, and they didn't try to kill us, they try to assimilate us. And that what my main point was, that the modern world today is like the Greek world of yesteryear. In the Greeks, they were very, very smart intellectually. Philosophers means they loved wisdom, but they were not such moral people. I mean, if you look there, what it says, and I have the documentation where it came from historians, that they had state-sponsored brothels, and they had a mentoring program which involved homosexuality. It's all written, don't Google it, you'll see it. It's in the non-Jewish historians have written about the ancient Greek society. And I explained there, from the Sefer Akedah, Parshas Vayera. The Akedah says that if a person sins on an individual basis, it's bad, he'll suffer, and the tzibur will go on. But if it's state-sponsored, people wanted state-sponsored there in medieval times. He lived in 15th century Spain to prevent from worse, from adultery, Rachman al-Islam. And he said, they paid for it from the community chest. Can you imagine this thing? The Beis HaZoinus. He said, Chas v'shalom. This is Chata Stone. Stone where it was state-sponsored. So today, we have, you know, there's a state of New York changed its laws on marriage. You know what I'm talking about. I'm going to spell it out. It's state-sponsored. It's a Rachman al-Islam. If you look in the Gemara in Masech Techul and Sadi Beis and Beis, the top line, they never wrote a ksuba for a man. And if you look in the Medrash in end of Sefer of Parshas Bereishis, that's what's caused the Dor HaMavol. That and what we just saw before, Tibol Atapsa Tchila, Gemara Ksuba Stav Gimel, didn't start in Greek times according to the Rashi in Iran. It started before the Mavol. Started before the Mavol. And could be that Pesuel was one of those lords. That's why it's called Pesuel. I'm not going into those protim right now. So this is bad things which are given community recognition. Today, unfortunately, things which were considered to be dastardly and considered to be immoral and outrageous, had the gomer. No problem. Unless you had the CIA, and that's like it's compromising the federal secrecy, then it's a problem. But chutz mizeh, I won't say any more than that. We should be zeicha to be saved from the Yevanim of then and the Yevanim of now by trying our best to sanctify ourselves to Takabi Mala Makodesh Lomarin. Today is the eighth and final day of Chanukah. It's supposed to be Zos Chanukah. I quoted that Medrash over there. Bezos Yavo Aaron Lakodesh, the Maral quotes in their mitzvah. He goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim B'Zchus Mila. What Mila? Maral is the famous Maral. Seven is nature, eight is supernatural. That's why the Mila is on the eighth day. It rises us up from the eighth Sahara. Chanukah is eight, L'malam HaNateva. The Torah is given after 7 weeks, L'malam HaNateva. Kodesh HaKodashim, L'malam HaNateva. And the one flask that the Greeks couldn't find was in the Heichal, but from the Kodesh HaKodashim Kedusha. So that's what's called Heichal. The Yud is silent. It's all Maral. The Yud is silent because it's the inner Kedusha. We believe in innermost sanctity. The Goyim, everything hangs out. Let it all hang out. And it's the fact that we have this secret Yud and Heichal gives the ability to have the Kodesh HaKadosha, which the Goyim couldn't reach. They couldn't touch it. Because Aristotle, quoted from the Ramban, only believed in the Murgush, what he could grasp. But he couldn't grasp, he didn't believe in it. And as smart as he was, the Rambam says, Chochma Begoyim Tam, and Aristotle was correct completely in all of his sciences, but not in Ruchnius. He didn't grasp it, he didn't believe in it. So we are not going to be influenced by the Yavonim. The Yavonim, Rabbosai, they control the street. The street out there, whether it be the college campus or the workplace, Rabbosai is full of every avera imaginable. I don't want to go elaborate right now. We have to purify ourselves and have to stay away from the old avera, the temptations that the modern day Greeks are throwing in our face. I made one remez there, which I've said publicly, I'll say it again. I said that parents who send their children to university campuses, they're not being responsible. So this is what goes on out there. And I made a reference, see Brachos 32a. Who knows what it says there? That's it. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Man took his son, Malbisho, Socho, Rochzo, Tola, Kishel, Zob, and Savaro, and he put him in Beis Azonis. Mayasim Lo Yechta. I didn't want to spell it out what it is, but it says, see Brachos 32a. That's what I said. You have to be responsible. Stay away from these things. In the schus of our best attempt to fulfill the Kedusha and the Tahara, and we speak about the Chashmonoim, as opposed to the Tumah that exists in the Yavonim and existed with the Misyavnim, Yidin are at the forefront of all these movements. Rachman, what's that? It's sad to say. I don't want to go back to those movements. I just said it before. They're into the rights and it is. I don't want to go on and say the word. Even in this institution, now I go on with a few years ago. It was just 2 years ago, and it was a big. I don't want to go into that right now. That was a no. We have to be zayecha to purify ourselves, and in this chus, we should have a real Orach Hanukkah, or of ruchnius, and when this chus will be zayecha to the Orach Chodesh, Al Tzio and Toyer, v'nizke kulanu b'mher la'ora amin v'yamin. If you all want to daven mincha, we can. We have a who wants daven mincha? Okay, do we have enough people? Good. So let's go to it. Do you want to take a break for 2 minutes? Take a 2 minute break, and then we'll daven mincha.
Thank you.